This image is a little bit different to talk about in Behind the Lens. This was shot recently up in Cape Disappointment along the Washington coast during a king tide, a very large tide that happens. And this is a really unique location where the waves stack up really close to the shoreline, and you can get some beautiful surf action happening really close to your shooting locations. And this is one where we're literally standing on driftwood on the shore, shooting out across the bay. And when I headed up there this particular day, I knew what I wanted to do, and that was to create more artistic images of the waves. Abstracts, long shutter speeds, capture the power, capture shape, texture, and color. Those were my objectives as I went up to photograph the waves. And, you know, actually capturing the waves themselves is fairly easy. I used my Fujifilm X-T3 and the XF100 to 400. This particular shot was done at 1/640th of a second. And really, I just placed my focal point out where the wave action was happening the most, and put my camera on high speed burst, and with each big set took a burst of images. The real trick was when I got back to home and got into the office and into the digital darkroom, the magic is really in selecting from the hundreds of images that I had taken that day to find the one that I think was the real standout, and this was it. And the reason why I chose this image, and it's been one of my most popular images to date so far, is it's the color and the shape and the repeating patterns. So when I shot this and I see it in RAW, I knew that there was a lot of color information in there. So in my digital darkroom, I did a lot of work to bring back some of that color to the RAW file. The shape of this wave is just beautiful, right? It's got this curve and this barrel that's happening, which really draws a lot of people in. And then lastly, the repeating patterns of the wavefront. I've got all these little angles and wave faces that are happening throughout the image, and we like repeating patterns. So the color, the shape, and the patterns of this really scratched a lot of people's itches, as well as my own, for why this is a really popular image.